This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
Welcome. This is Martin Luther King. And I say to you, I have decided to stick with love. For I know that love is ultimately the only answer to mankind's problems. And I'm going to talk about it everywhere I go. I know it isn't popular to talk about in some circles today. And I'm not talking about emotional bosh when I talk about love. I'm talking about a strong, demanding love. For I've seen too much hate. I've seen too much hate on the faces of sheriffs in the South. I've seen hate on the faces of too many Klansmen and too many white citizens' counselors in the South to want to hate myself, because every time I see it, I know it does something to their faces and their personalities. And I say to myself that hate is too great a burden to bear. I have decided to love. If you are seeking the highest good, I think you can find it through love. So just settling in and checking in with how this is echoing in your mind and body. Sometimes mindfulness feels like jumping into a pool that's too cold. And sometimes it feels like returning to a beloved. However it feels, just soften in this moment. Perhaps appreciating the specifics and universals of our condition in this moment. That we feel like we feel. Specific to us. but that the nature of experience links us very deeply to all other beings. Who find themselves like us, seeking peace and well-being. Tonight we'll discuss self-love, and we can begin now. Begin simply by noticing any attitudes that have formed in the mind about our unworthiness, any ways in which we're making ourselves wrong for experiencing what we're experiencing. Any doubt we have about our capacity for more freedom and kindness. We need to notice these attitudes of the mind because if we don't, we live obeying them. can reflect back on our life. And see the seed of longing for peace and well-being in everything we've done. Amidst all the skillful and unskillful words and deeds, beneath it all is this very innocent longing for well-being. Just feeling into this. Simply because we exist, not because of any particular aspect of us, simply because we exist, we can affirm the wish, may I be happy. Know that which is innocent of me. May I be at peace. Loving kindness is sometimes described as the way a mother cow looks at her calf. Can we hold ourselves in this way? gently wishing ourselves well. If there's some numbness or disconnection, recognize this too as a form of suffering. I'm gently wishing that I be connected to my heart. May I be moved by my basic innocence. Moved by my goodness. Accessing a love that is wise, that does not deny suffering, does not deny harm we may have caused. But a love that honors the deepest intention of the heart towards non-harming and care. May moved by my goodness. May I be at peace. Aware of any the mind's tendencies towards evaluating ourselves. Assessing our worthiness, our performance. Comparing. Just more faces of suffering, allowing them to be. Connecting deeply with ourselves.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.